Let's check the weather forecast now with Don Day at Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Tell me about the weather forecast from the northwestern Corn Belt to the southeast, and maybe you can start with the showers we've had over the last 24 hours.
Yeah, we've had a good group of thunderstorms and showers that rolled through many areas late yesterday and last night, and we see a pattern, Todd, that over the next couple of weeks, day in and day out isn't going to change very much. Temperatures are going to be holding steady, if not a little bit below average over the next 10 to 15 days. And disturbances are going to come up from two directions. We still have moisture coming up out of Mexico through the desert southwest and southern Rockies and into the plain states. And this is what will bring the occasional shower and thunderstorm pattern to the western and northwest areas of the Corn Belt. Then as we get into next week, we're going to see the jet stream turn in from the northwest, bringing systems in out of west central Canada. That will cool us off a little bit, and also that will bring better chances for showers and thunderstorms. And some of those drier areas of northern and central Illinois, Indiana, into Ohio, I think are going to see some better chances of rain here in the coming week or two.
Can you define better and provide maybe some rainfall amounts?
I would say that coverage should be greater than 50 to 60%, and at least here over the next 7 to 9 days, rainfall amounts are probably going to be in the 1 to 2 inch range. And now, a little bit later, some of the longer range modeling is showing a little bit more rain than that as we go into week two.
What do you see for the end of the month?
Well, I think as we go into the end of the month, we're going to see a pattern that I see as favorable. I see better chances for precipitation. No big, hot, dry conditions are expected in the Corn Belt. The one part of the country where hot and dry will be noted will be in Texas, some areas of the southern plains. But I think we're going to wrap up the month of August with what we need, more precipitation and temperatures holding an even keel.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you.